from listener to the adventures of Lord Dinby Witherspoon, Duke of Space. From a long line of brave and well-bred noblemen, Lord Dinby ventures forth on his rocket ship, the Wanderer, in search of high adventure, low cunning, and for queen and country. Joined by his able companions, Huxley, Calculo, and Simpson, the Duke of Space faces adventure and danger at every turn. All is dark. The HMS Bull, which held within it Lord Dinby, Huxley, and the broken shell of Calculo, exploded into a million pieces when Professor Drimbury pressed the button on his radio signal box. Doris Street, Abigail Slippers, and Simpson sit tied up in the large library on the Wanderer, renamed to the Marauder, under command of Professor Drimbury. But we travel back in time to the last moments aboard the HMS Bull to see our hero's final moments there.
Blast! The communications are completely rogged up. There's no hope of getting a message out to warn the Queen.
Well, we tried, my lord. Now we can only wait.
Correction, sir. We can escape.
Calculo!
Calculo, old thing! How on earth?
There is no time to explain, sir. Please, put on these space suits that I stowed away in my inner compartment. We must be getting out of here as quickly as possible.
These are first-class suits. They only take a moment to slip on, and over the head...
There! Already, Huxley?
Already, my lord.
Excellent, sir. Now, the airlock is here. We don't have time to cycle it. Hold tightly to me, I will blow it open.
And out we go! But we are going in the wrong direction, away from the Wanderer.
Yes, but you'll find small rockets on your back that will direct us to the ship. Please ignite them, and allow me to position you both so that we can travel to the ship together. I will give the HMS Bull a wide berth, as it will most likely detonate soon.
Well done, Calculo. Good show, I do say.
Look, there it goes. Thanks be to heaven that we weren't on board.
Forgive me. I will have to rearrange you both quite quickly in a moment. The debris from the explosion is catching up to us.
Yes, we should reach the hull of the Wanderer at the same time that it does.
Here it comes!
And we arrive with it. Quickly, through the hatch, and grab the emergency pistol lasers that are there.
Now, let us go quickly. Calculo, you go to the cockpit. You are armed, so capture him if he is there. If he is not, look through the ship and tell us where he is.
Yes, sir.
Calculo moves with a swiftness not expected from a metal man of his composition. In mere moments, he arrives at the cockpit and looks over the images that the ship cameras display.
Sir, it appears he is taking Miss Street, Miss Slippers, and Simpson to the detention center.
Perfect. We can jail the jailer. Come now, Huxley. It's just this way.
Then perhaps I will simply take the crown jewels and toss them into Jupiter's clouds. Yes, you know, I rather like that idea.
A meaningless gesture.
One might say so, but once you've overcome the only worthy opponent the galaxy has to offer, what is there left but the idols of the king?
It is not idols, but idols.
What's the difference, old man?
One is a poem, you heathen. The other is something you do when you've got nothing better to do.
How? How in the world?
Yes, I suppose I'm almost as surprised as you are. Now put down your gun and come along with us.
And if I do not?
You are outgunned, sir, outmanned, and outclassed. Know when you've been bested.
All right. All right. I'll come along quietly. Anything I say can and will and all of that.
Here, Miss Slippers, let me get those ropes. And now you, Miss Street.
Thanks, Hux. Boy, it's good to see you again. Mwah!
Doing my job, Miss. Oh, Simpson, here you go.
Thank you, sir.
So what'll happen to the High Finger Space here?
He will be brought before the Queen to answer for his crimes, which I suspect are manifold.
You don't know the half of it. He sold the cadets into slavery.
You beast. Well, we will see about getting them back safe and sound. Now, off to the stockade.
We will return for the conclusion of our adventure after the news.
This is the news of the Empire. War. War has been declared between the British Empire and the nation of Germany. The SS Troubadour was sunk by a German U-boat, according to the engineers and scientists who examined the wreckage of the ship that sank 3 weeks ago. When the news was reported, the German Chancellor, Herr Adolf Hitler, admitted the attack and declared a new age of rule by the German people that would sweep across the earth and crush her enemies. Parliament declared war soon after, vowing to protect British citizens against the hostile German forces that went on to sink 4 more British ships later that day. The Committee of Imperial Defence announced that it will be sending advanced warships into the sea to combat the German military presence. Now a word from Ellsworth Automotive Manufacturers.
Hiya folks, Thomas Wade here for Ellsworth Automotive Manufacturers 1937 Bullet Car. The sleek design of the Bullet is second to none for appearance and for speeding down the highway. The Bullet comes in a convertible form, so you can let the wind whip through your hair as you make all the other guys jealous and all the girls want to hop in the passenger seat. Ellsworth Automotive has been making quality automobiles for 20 years, and let me tell you, they sure know how to make one humdinger of a car. So go ahead, paint the town red and make everyone else green with envy with the 1937 Bullet Car from Ellsworth Automotive.
The wait is over, as Sir William Grey announced yesterday that due to the overwhelming response from the public, he would be keeping the adventures of Lord Dinby Witherspoon, Duke of Space, on for a second season of programmes. This, however, means that the terrific tales of Tundra Jack Smith and his sidekick Spunky will not be returning next year. Sir William reported that he is sorry to see the characters go, but that interest had waned significantly. And now, back to our program.
Well, there you are, and there you'll stay. Anything to say for yourself, Professor?
Only that I will defeat you, Lord Witherspoon. Clearly, I underestimated you, but do not fret. I am overjoyed, not put out. Finally, it seems, I have an opponent who is truly worthy of my attention. But I must console you before the fact, I'm afraid.
Whatever do you mean, Professor?
You see, a contraption as simple as this cannot hold me. I will return, sir. When I do, you will smart for it.
Where'd he go?
By Jove, he's got himself a dematerializer.
Yes, it would seem so. Calculo, the professor has escaped the cells. Is he anywhere on the Wanderer?
Checking, sir. No, he is not on the ship. I have detected a very small ship, however, speeding away from us at this very moment. Should I pursue it?
Yes, by all means.
Setting our course. Engaging engines. Sir, I'm sorry, sir, but it seems that the engines will not engage.
Well, he must have disabled them somehow. The scoundrel.
Yes, well, let's get to fixing them right away. We may not be able to follow him, but the Queen is still waiting.
We will be arriving at Earth in 1 hour, my lord.
Very good, Simpson. Now, have Calculo come in. I'd like to ask him a few questions.
Very good, my lord.
Oh, and Simpson?
Yes, my lord?
Bring the burgundy sash. I say, old man, you were right. I saw myself in the mirror on the HMS Bull, and the blue really does draw too much attention to itself.
Very good, my lord.
Well, I suppose that's not the last we have heard of the professor.
Yes, I think it very likely that we will hear from him again. And I dare say we must be on our toes until we do.
Well, this'll make one heck of a story, but how did you gents get off that ship?
That is the exact question I wish to ask Calculo, and here he comes now.
You desired to see me, sir?
Yes, old Tin. We were rather wondering how on earth you got us out of that bally death trap. We took you for dead.
I nearly was, sir. And if the motivator had worked the way that the professor had hoped, I am sure that I would have been.
So, his contraption failed?
Not exactly, sir. When we were on Tempest 4, you will remember that I was struck by a Prussian weapon and fell down. This damaged the motivator to some small degree. When I repaired it, I had to replace some of the rare metals in it with the slightly more common alloy. This reduced the effectiveness of the waves that were sent out from the three objects when he activated them. I was rendered inoperable for a short period of time, but not in a way that was permanent.
Well, my editor's gonna love this.
Excellent! Truly excellent! Bravo, Calculo! I suppose we will have to be more careful with the gifts we accept in future.
Yes, we will certainly have to be more careful in the future. But we are heading home to Earth now, and there is no safer place.
Well said, Huxley. Very well said indeed.
Here is the burgundy sash, my lord.
Thank you, Simpson. Now to Earth, and God save the Queen.
And so our adventure ends with all things put to right. Lord Dinby travels to receive his reward from the Queen, and the Wanderer is once more in righteous and noble hands. Yet many more adventures await. Around every star, danger lurks, ready to threaten the safety of the British Space Empire. But the crew of the Wanderer will be there to defend it. So tune in next season when the adventure continues on the adventures of Lord Dinby Witherspoon, Duke of Space!
The Adventures of Lord Dinby Witherspoon, Duke of Space, has been reconstructed with the voice talents of Zoe Benicaduto, Matthew Curtis, Finn Kilgore, Jeff Machado, Steve Rimpici, Megan Scrivener, and Christian Sterren, with special guest appearance by Matthew Ebling. Music has been restored by Father David Swantek. The reconstruction of the show has been penned and produced by JWG Wise. Please visit us at dukeofspace.com and on Twitter at Duke of Space. If you'd like to email us, you can do so at dinby@dukeofspace.com.